first round of questions that is usually asked by a regulatory body like the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is the safety of the product.
Bart Tarbett is a research associate professor with the USU Antiviral Research Laboratory, currently investigating the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
So what we do here at USU, both with antiviral drugs and with vaccines, is that we first evaluate these things in small animal models to show their safety and their efficacy.
Tarbett explains that once the chemical compounds in the vaccine are shown to be safe, human testing can begin in phased trials, focused on the outcomes of safety first and effectiveness of the vaccine once safety is demonstrated. A phase 1 clinical study usually looks at safety in healthy adults, followed by a phase 2 study that adds younger and older healthy people. Later trials will include those with underlying health conditions or children.
Our children are precious to us, and so we don't want anything that's going to harm them. And so they're often some of the last groups to be added to a clinical study until we have a lot of information and we're very confident that it will be safe.
During the clinical trials, once safety is demonstrated, researchers test for the onset of immunity. How soon is one protected after vaccination? And the duration of immunity. How long will immunity last? Immunity for the SARS-CoV-2 virus is still not known. Immunity is typically measured either by antibodies in the bloodstream or a cell-mediated response where T cells and other cells clear the virus from the body.
We would love to be able to evaluate a vaccine efficacy by an antibody titer in a blood sample, just because it's so simple to do. What can be a difficulty with a new virus like this or a new emerging disease is sometimes we don't know what the best type of immune response will give protection.
Research into the earlier SARS-1 virus provides a jumpstart to the timeline for SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, according to Tarbett. But researchers are dealing with levels of complexity and many unknowns, conscious of the stepwise process that protects the public and ensures a safe, effective vaccine. Tarbett is acutely aware of the limitations of the process.
I make animal models for evaluations of drugs and vaccines, and the mice that we buy are syngeneic, which is an interesting term. It means that they're almost like they're all twins. What that does for us is it eliminates variability in our animal studies, so we can use fewer animals and get a result. But however, that is not the nature of people. We're outbred, in a sense. A mouse is not a man, just levels of complexity. We do the very best we can. You know, right now, we are just running, trying to get as much done as we can.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Harriet Cornacione.